From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. For years, many Western companies have sent important business services to India, where they can be done at a lower cost. This is called outsourcing, and it has brought jobs to India. Other countries have seen the economic benefits of outsourcing and are seeking to copy the Indian model. For example, officials in Uganda have opened an outsourcing center to train people in internet technology. Their aim is to create jobs for Ugandans. 26-year-old Flavia Alatisa studied information technology in school. Today, she is happy to have a job, but does not perform high-level IT work. She says many of her former classmates have been unemployed for years.
First of all, I was given an opportunity to start working. Otherwise, I would have been seated back home doing nothing. At least it's given me a sense of independence since I earn and I can do something on my own.
Flavia Alatisa works for a company called TechnoBrain. It offers business process outsourcing, or BPO, to foreign companies. The Ugandan government hopes more companies like TechnoBrain will begin operating in the country. Uganda supports its small but growing BPO industry by giving free office space and internet service in Kampala. The government has trained hundreds of people in the skills that BPO companies need and plans to train thousands more. Many people in East Africa speak English, and the area is in the same time zone as Europe. So, countries there could be good places for call centers and data processing. And says Rogers Karebi, the head of the Ugandan BPO Association, labor costs in other countries are growing.
Quite a number of firms in India and Asia and the Middle East have stepped up their prices, so the cost of outsourcing to the initially indigenous BPO destinations is on the rise. So quite a number of firms in the demand markets are actually looking for alternative places to outsource to.
But there are big differences between Uganda and India. One of the most important is the cost of internet service. Most experts agree that the cost of internet service in East Africa will eventually be lowered. But even this might not be enough. Stefan Manning is an outsourcing expert at the University of Massachusetts. He says East Africa may not have anything special to offer.
These services need to be distinct enough so they don't enter price competition. And that's exactly the problem. In Kenya, if you provide English-speaking call center operations, then you do nothing different than, let's say, Philippines or India, and there's no way you can compete on cost.
He says it might be better for African countries to offer their services to neighboring countries. That way, he says, they would not be in competition with Asia. And that's the VOA Special English Technology Report. I'm June Sims.